ABC News. I'm Sherry Preston. The river rose 20 feet almost without warning. And now 16 people are dead because of it. They were campers in remote southwest Arkansas who had set up tents beside the Caddo and Little Missouri rivers.
There's a lot of devastation in there where it's come along this river. There's vehicles that's overturned, cabins washed off their foundation.
Arkansas Police Captain Mike Fletcher says search teams are looking for as many as 36 people who may still be missing.
We're trying to get everybody identified that's coming out of there. We're trying to identify the victims that we've had and trying to get everybody accounted for. That's the main thing right now. If we have anyone out there that needs to be rescued, that's our primary concern right now.
One official says this won't be a 1 or 2 day recovery. It'll be a 1 or 2 week recovery. Rough weather will delay the rescue of Abby Sunderland, the teenage sailor adrift in the Indian Ocean. An Australian team has spotted her. They just can't get to her. Here's ABC's Alex Stone.
Search and rescue team members aboard a Qantas Airlines jet say they could only communicate with Abby Sunderland for short amounts of time on the radio as they passed over her boat. Her first words were, "This is Abby." The crew says it was an emotional moment. She told them she had a rough night, but that she had enough food and water. Rescue boats are heading toward her right now.
The government's man in charge of the oil spill says he, too, was confused about just how much oil was spilling into the Gulf.
The National Incident Commander says he never gave any credence to the first figures.
Initial estimates are always wrong. I never even took those into account when we were looking back before I was relieved as a commandant as far as mounting our response.
Coast Guard Admiral Thad Allen tells ABC News what's most important now is getting accurate numbers going forward. Might the new top estimate, 40,000 barrels a day, also be wrong?
We've got some of the best scientific minds in the country working on it. But again, it's always going to be an estimate until I get empirical readings.
Stephen Portnoy, ABC News, Orange Beach, Alabama.
More oil, of course, could mean far worse things for the environment. Scientists say doubling the amount doesn't double the consequences. It may quadruple the consequences for birds, fish, and other wildlife. Markets, Dow up 33, NASDAQ up 23. You're listening to ABC News.
Want to lower the cost of doing business?
Reduce email storage and get compliant.
Barracuda Networks can help. The Barracuda Message Archiver is an integrated hardware and software solution that indexes and preserves all email communication and attachments. With no per-user fees and a quick setup, the Barracuda Message Archiver is the best solution for reducing the cost of email storage while ensuring government and litigation compliance. Powerful yet affordable security, networking, and storage solutions trusted by more than 80,000 businesses worldwide. Call 888-ANTI-SPAM for your free evaluation unit. 888-ANTI-SPAM. Or visit Barracuda.com.
The Bose Wave Music System. Try it risk-free for 30 days and hear lifelike sound for CDs and radio. Call 1-800-611-1617 to order the Wave Music System by June 30th, and you'll also save $50 off any Wave accessory, like the multi-CD changer or Connect Kit for iPod. And ask about financing with no interest from Bose. The award-winning Wave Music System also makes an excellent gift. Visit Bose.com/enjoy or call 1-800-611-1617.
Retail sales dropped last month by the biggest amount in 8 months.
This is a pretty big drop. The Commerce Department says retail spending by consumers fell 1.2% last month. That has some economists more concerned about a weak recovery and maybe even a double-dip recession. But others disagree, saying 1 month of numbers may not mean much. Over a three-month period, retail sales are up about 2.5%.
ABC's Richard Davies. Florida Governor Charlie Crist has vetoed a bill that would have required women seeking an abortion in the first trimester to undergo an ultrasound and to pay for it themselves. Crist says that puts an inappropriate burden on women seeking an abortion. The bill would also have required women to look at the ultrasound image or have it described to them by a doctor. Have you watched any of the World Cup soccer games? Well, then you no doubt sat through the sound of the vuvuzela. ABC's Jim Hickey says, get used to it.
Collectively, they sound like a swarm of angry bees. One alone sounds like an angry bull elephant. It is called a vuvuzela, a long horn made from recycled plastic. You're going to hear a lot of these during the World Cup. Vuvuzelas are considered an integral part of African soccer. The horn is believed to be based on an old tribal instrument. Those bees and that elephant can be melodic as well. There is even a vuvuzela orchestra. Jim Hickey, ABC News.
This is ABC News.
Men, are you urinating more frequently? Do you wake up to urinate? Don't ignore your prostate health. See your doctor for checkups and call for a free bottle of Beta Prostate. Beta Prostate has plant sterols shown to support healthy urine flow and healthy sleeping habits. New customers can get a free bottle of Beta Prostate. You only pay shipping and handling. Call 1-800-994-2423. Call now and try Beta Prostate for free. Call 1-800-994-2423. That's 1-800-994-2423.
Sherry Preston, ABC News.
KGO Radio News Time, 105. Good afternoon. I'm Brett Burkhardt. Prosecutors in a trial over whether Barry Bonds lied about his steroid use won't be allowed to use key evidence to prove their case. The evidence includes positive steroids tests. Testimony in the murder trial for a former BART police officer includes today a woman who recorded a video of the shooting on a BART platform. Karina Vargas testified that she didn't see Oscar Grant resist or fight with officers. In day three of a standoff between officers in Sacramento and a San Francisco man accused of shooting a Concord police officer, the main concern is a one-year-old boy being held hostage in the Sacramento area apartment. Officers say it appears the boy is fine, but the gunman fired shots at a police robot again. With the KGO 24-hour traffic check, it's Terry Rouse.
In Oakland, North 880 at 98th, crash on the shoulder. You're backed up beyond Marina Boulevard. Toyota owners, no one is more dedicated or better trained and equipped to maintaining the quality and dependability of your Toyota than your factory-authorized genuine Toyota service center. Visit toyotaownersonline.com, your Toyota owners service resource. Terry Rouse, KGO Radio News.
Mike Nico from ABC 7 says the warm-up is on. Tomorrow's high is in the 70s to mid-90s. The warmest day of the weekend, though, will be Sunday. It's 70 in San Francisco. I'm Brett Burkhardt, KGO Radio News.
The number one health program for over 30 years. Life, liberty, and the pursuit of healthiness with Dr. Dina Dow.
Hi, everybody. Dr. Dina Dow here. Welcome to the program once again. All right, we start with this young Indian boy, seen to be the incarnation of the god Vishnu, who's often depicted with lots of arms and legs, and my knowledge of Hindu iconography is weak, to say the least. And he's been worshipped, people coming to his home, but the parents were so upset with all the attention, they appealed for someone to help in terms of lopping off all these extra limbs. Now, how does a young boy wind up with eight arms and legs? Well, because this is another case, they don't say this in the article, but I have no doubt about this, is another case of fetus in fetu. And I tell you about these every time I see them in the American literature, medical literature, because they're very, very rare. This is where you were once a twin, and the other twin got absorbed by your body. Your body wrapped itself around that twin at an early embryological point. We've seen cases like this. A man goes into the hospital, and he's got an appendicitis. The doctors open him up and find a little fetus. It's dead, of course. It's resorbed. There's just a few bones here, a few bones there, all the way to where you look like you have. I mean, when you see cases sometimes of with extra limbs and even an extra head, et cetera, that's what it is. So one fetus embeds itself inside the other fetus. And this has happened before. There's a case of a girl with four, also born with four arms and four legs, and she was successfully operated on, oh, it feels like about 3 years ago, and she's doing well. All right. Also, on the subject, a little bit of religion and secularism. You know, Prince Charles is not one of my favorite people. I just don't think the guy's that bright. But he gets to be king because he was born to be king. And he comes out. He has just taken on the scientific establishment in the UK, and they've excoriated him royally. And it's kind of funny. You know, he'll come out and he'll propose some wacky herb to treat cancer. And he hurts people with that. Now, he's a believer, so at least he's consistent and honest in that particular deal. So here he is giving a speech. Now, in all fairness, this is a speech before one of the finest Islamic studies departments in the world at Oxford. And he gets into this thing about how he says, follow the Islamic way to save the world, right? Following Islamic spiritual principles to protect the environment. Now, when it comes to the environment and religion, first thing I'm wondering, how come with the oil spill, we haven't had any of these, you know, these wackos coming out of the woodwork saying, you know, God is punishing us for giving rights to gay people, or God is punishing us for who knows what? Have you noticed the silence? Every other major tragedy, environmental or natural, whether it's a hurricane or an earthquake, has been blamed upon, you know, our profligate ways. And God did it to us. No one is saying anything about the oil. Now, it's funny to me when he talks about oil and he talks about Islam, because we think how much oil comes from Islamic countries. I read through this, and this guy didn't get it. He doesn't get it. Yeah, he says there's no separation between man and nature in the Quran. And unfortunately, I've traveled a lot in Islamic countries, and I certainly see the universality of it. I'm not a person that has any problem with Islam, except for their radical branch. In the same degree, I have that same problem with radical branches of Christianity and Judaism, who don't speak for the majority of people who are, are for peace and prosperity and taking care of their families, etc. But this is just one of the most garbled pieces of junk I've ever seen. And of course, there's a wonderful photograph. This is coming from an English newspaper, of the audience. They're all asleep. It's really cute. I don't know whether the photographer just selected it, but there are, you know, more traditional-looking students in terms of Islam, and other kids, and they're just all asleep, and he's putting them to sleep because it's went on for an hour and a half of all his nonsense. Okay, I do not believe that Jacksonville is the dumbest city in the country, but there is the second dumbest city in the United States, according to an economic person here of credentials I can't quite sort out. An economics blogger outside Washington, D.C., is ranking Jacksonville as the second dumbest city in the nation. He's an economist who rates cities based on the number of college degrees per square mile. Created a list of 52 biggest cities called Clusters of Smart People. San Francisco is number one, and Jacksonville just above Oklahoma City at the bottom. In all fairness, now I'm not beyond telling you that there are pockets, you know, there are pockets in this country living in the Middle Ages, and there are pockets, you know, living in the future and all in between. But the methodology, and I got to be fair regardless of my own views here, the methodology is a little tricky. For instance, it's about land area and population concentration. Jacksonville is 18 times more land area than San Francisco and more people per mile. And the methodology is a little weak in that regard. A statement from a local radio station. A strong correlation between college degree and population density. The reason Jacksonville ranks low in the level of degree density is principally explained by the fact Jacksonville is not a related densely populated city. Doesn't mean the citizens of Jacksonville are any less intelligent than citizens of other cities. Means that degree holders in Jacksonville don't live as close a proximity to each other as degree holders in other cities. And that's a reasonable perspective. So they would need to redo the study to find out, and, you know, there will be a city out there that's going to be the dumbest city in America. I mean, it's got to happen, right? Somebody's got to be the winner, somebody the loser. This, I will not relate personal relationships to this particular story, but it's about the changing, and this is a season, the changing of wedding traditions in this country. It's no longer automatic that the bride's parents pay for the wedding, and that is a vestige of the old dowry system. You know, these funny old traditions. But let's talk about the traditions that are extant today. One in seven brides is a virgin. 87%, though, will wear a long white dress. Social mores have changed. 71% have lived together before marriage. Bouquet throwing, cake cutting, glass breaking, first dances, garters, something old, something new, borrowed, blue. All these things are still there. The odds that a couple getting married would have a large wedding with all traditions, 76%. I've said to my kids, you know, in 10 years, you're going to wish you had the money instead of a photo album. But that's just me trying to be practical. Bride's families do foot the biggest chunk of the bill. The average budget for a U.S. wedding, average friends, $28,000. A young couple, wouldn't they? Don't young couples wouldn't they rather have the 28 grand than a night of fun? I don't know. There's a part of me that thinks this is crazy, crazy tradition. On average, bride's parents, 46%. Bride and groom themselves, as mom and dad kick in the rest. Happy couple coughed up 40%. Groom's parents, 12%. What else here? The venue, entire wedding budget, photographers. Okay. This is a different way of handling it. Let's suppose you have a lot of unemployed women, right? They're collecting unemployment. They don't have a job. What do you do about it? Well, we might throw some money at it, but here's what the Dutch are doing. Now, don't laugh at this. Unemployed Dutch women are being offered, I can't convert the currency right now, but a fashion and beauty makeover, free membership of a dating agency to get them off the dole by finding a solvent husband. Single job seekers will be given a new hairstyle, an outfit, and tips from a life coach, how to attract a new partner and a job. They'll be given instruction in social and presentation skills and a place on the exclusive matchmaking service, which doesn't sound like it's something here. boosted by a professional photograph of the new image. This website they're putting them on called Mens en Relatie. I think it means people and relationships in Dutch. Claim a 75% success rate. this is in Northern Netherlands, and they're finding that they think love helps get the unemployed off state benefits by improving confidence, ambition, and motivation. Some local politicians criticize it as unethical and a waste of taxpayer money. I don't know. What most politicians come up with is usually a waste of taxpayer money. And let's see what happens with this one. I have no, you know, my beef is always try these things out first to see, but there's something practical about it. I mean, just throwing money at people isn't often going to work. We know that. Reasons, here are a bunch of reasons why women withhold sex. Maybe the most famous reason, those of you who study Greek literature, you know, Lysistrata, the famous, maybe that's the oldest play we have in the Western world, no? Aristophanes, about 300-400 BC, where all the women in Greece decided to withhold sex from the men as a way of stopping war. This is a Fox News report, which says, you know, if the woman is withholding sex, guys, got to look at, she's mad at you. That's the most common reason. And the last thing a woman wants to do when she's feeling any kind of a negative emotion, whether it's mad, sad, frustrated, annoyed, stressed, or worn out, is to have sex with you. And many guys can turn off unpleasant feelings to get down to business easier for us. Number two, she's asserting herself to assert her power over you, compensating for feelings of powerlessness. You can deal with that. She's manipulating you. She wants to get something out of you. She's bored. She's not enjoying the sex. So there's a problem. Instead of telling you what's wrong, she just might close up shop. You need to deal with that. She's tired. She's just tired. Perhaps you want to do it more often than she does. You can talk about that. Perhaps she's cheating on you. And then the last one I understand the least says she's playing games. She just, I don't know why that isn't covered by all the other ones. So, gentlemen, if that's you, there's some things you can start to talk about. 28% of hospitals were renovated last year to accommodate the obese. What do you think of that? You know, wider doorways, wider gurneys, the whole deal. 28% have invested in physical renovation, and 8% are going to do so this coming year. That's where your healthcare dollar is going. Speaking of hospitals and healthcare dollars, the new list, healthgrades.com. I'm always a little skeptical, and you have to be thinking clearly when you try to evaluate a hospital. A good hospital, a bad hospital. Sometimes the best hospitals take the toughest patients and it looks like they're killing their patients, but they're not. This finds that the hospitals at the top 10%, this is by survey, 79% of patients would recommend that hospital to family and friends. Hospitals in the bottom 10%, just about half of you would recommend the hospital. A lot of other figures here. Hospitals ranked in the top 10% among 3,700 hospitals have participated. 50% more patients gave the hospital an overall rating of 9 or 10. 26% more reported that nurses always communicated well. I'll skip the percentages. Received help from staff quickly. These are things you want in a hospital. Staff always explained the medications prior to administering them. Felt their pain was well controlled. Hello, you'd want that, wouldn't you? Felt rested better because the room was kept quiet at night. Felt the room and bathroom were always kept clean. Reported receiving instructions of what to do when they left the hospitals, and they would definitely recommend the hospital to family and friends. So all of those are questions that they ask these people, and they'll seem like pretty important things to me. All right, we doctors here. We're supposed to, I sometimes resent this. What we tell you to do, you don't do. If I tell you you're too fat, you're going to go on a diet, of course not. If I tell you to quit smoking. So now they want to require that doctors tell patients not to send text messages or use cell phones while driving. Now, I could give you a whole list of things. I could sit here for an hour and tell you things you should do in terms of your health. And where are you going to draw the line, and how did you pick on cell phones? Well, I'm the first person to admit, and I've been telling you this for a long time, that your automobile is one of the most significant, most likely ways you're going to kill yourself this year, right? I mean, we know that. So I don't know if, you know, once again, this is a kind of a deal that let's see what happens. Let's take, 100,000 people, tell them not to use their cell phones in a car and see what happens. If it does no good, I'd rather spend the time diagnosing your condition, don't you think? And speaking of telling people, what to do and what not to do, this nicotine mouth spray could be a better mousetrap. The reason, I can't tell you that you get a higher success rate in terms of quitting, but I can tell you it gets into your bloodstream faster than anything else. When you take a hit of a cigarette, boy, that's a generational comment. When you take an inhalation of a cigarette, it's in your brain in 20 seconds. Nicotine patch will take 3 hours. Gum, half an hour. Nasal sprays are faster, maybe 15 minutes. But an oral spray, that gets into your bloodstream and your brain within 5 minutes. So that could be the preferred route. Now, once again, I don't have numbers on success in quitting, which is what you'd really want, right? And this is, and last but not least here, almost the entire adult population of Scotland are either cigarette smokers, heavy drinkers, physically inactive, obese, or have a horrible diet. It might be the most unhealthy place on earth. All right, I want to talk to you later about, you ready? Pickle juice, the medical use for pickle juice, and I must say it's for a condition that I'm sure Heather will agree, we get a lot of calls on this, and in the future I will recommend pickle juice to you. I'll have that for you a little later. 1-800-548-TALK, 1-800-548-8255. I'm Dr. Dina Dell.
Do you know if you qualify for the credit card bailout program? If your credit card debt is out of control, there's powerful information you need to know about the new Credit Card Reform Act. If you have more than $10,000 in credit card debt, you have the right to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe, with monthly payments you can afford. Credit card companies have been given billions and need to clean their books once and for all. And that's great news for you. We're Credit Answers, and we'd like to offer you free information that will show you how to settle your credit card debt with payment plans customized for you. It's yours free by calling 1-800-795-5494. Don't declare bankruptcy. Give us 10 minutes and learn how we have saved our clients millions. Live better, debt-free. For free information on how to settle your credit card debt in the government bailout era, call 1-800-795-5494. That's 1-800-795-5494. 1-800-795-5494. Individual results may vary. Program not available in all states. See contract for complete terms.
When did your life stop being fun? When did you start giving in to your anxiety, your worry, your fear, and depression? At what time did you stop being able to snap out of it? If being happy seems like something you'll never feel again, it doesn't have to feel that way. I'm Lucinda Bassett, founder of the Midwest Center for Stress and Anxiety. I suffered for over 20 years with anxiety, depression, and panic attacks until I took control of my life. That's why I founded the Midwest Center, so people like us could have somewhere to turn to find help. And to help you even more, I'm giving away my powerful free CD to everyone who calls in. You deserve to be happy, and there really is something you can do to help yourself, starting right now. Please call for your free CD. Call now.
Please call right now, and we will send you a powerful, life-changing CD absolutely free. Call 800-210-8225. That's 800-210-8225. Call 800-210-8225 now.
Dr. Dina Dell.
If you're having trouble having a baby, you need to go to a place that really specializes in this subject. It's very complicated.
Pacific Fertility Center is that kind of place.
This is Pat Thurston. Those of you who know me know that I am a very happy, very proud mommy. What you didn't know until now is that I had a very hard time getting pregnant. I turned to Pacific Fertility, who made motherhood possible for me.
Pacific Fertility Center physicians are leading experts in the field of infertility. They provide the latest in high-tech treatments.
You need to find a center that offers a full range of therapies that are out there.
From my first meeting at the Pacific Fertility Center, I knew I would be a mom. These are the forerunners in fertility and fertility treatments. They diagnosed me, gave me the proper course of treatment, and celebrated my pregnancy when my test returned positive. Nothing has brought more joy to my life.
To make an appointment for a free doctor phone consultation or to attend an infertility seminar this Wednesday, call 888-834-3095 or go to Pacific Fertility Center.
Knock on wood? Seriously? With your health? Just call Dr. Dina Dell at 800-548-TALK. His wisdom is like thunder and lightning. It's truly frightening.
Hi, everybody. Dr. Dina Dell here. Welcome to the program. Let's talk to Tony. How you doing, Tony?
Yes, Doctor. My question was, I've been taking a low pressor, and then on top of that, I've been taking a Plavix. And my pulse rate, when I take my blood pressure, it goes down to 50. And I was curious if that's in the danger zone, or is that still...
Well, 50 is probably low, you know, depending on the efficiency of your heart. In other words, if you think about it, with each stroke, and this is like any kind of a pump, what's a good metaphor here? If you think about an automobile engine, you know, the cylinder goes up and down, whether it's an 80 horsepower car or a 480 horsepower car. So it's the oomph of the pumping. So 50 is fine. There are a lot of athletes out there who would love to have a heartbeat of 50 because it implies certain fitness and efficiency. In your case, it could possibly relate to medication. So you're going to need to talk to your doctor about that. But if you feel okay and you're able to walk and do all the things you normally do, and you're not out of breath and not getting chest pain, then you're coping with it. So I would never pass down an absolute judgment here in this program about somebody's heart. But that's kind of the ballpark stuff. So sounds like it's okay for now, but you definitely need to ask that question because only your cardiologist is going to know whether that medication is accounting for it and what your basic problem is. Because there are some people that have a heart arrhythmia and it drops down to 50 and they pass out because it's not enough to keep the blood, the blood flowing. Okay. Let's talk to Chris. How you doing, Chris? Welcome to the program.
Doing great. And yourself?
Fine, sir. Fine.
I had a question for you, because I know you peruse all the latest journals, mm-hmm. about a category of athletic footwear called toner shoes.
Okay.
Yeah, they've become really good sellers in the past year. They have sort of a convex, rounded sole, and mm-hmm. a few companies started to put them out, and now there's a whole host of companies, and the ad copy and some of the claims, in my opinion, are outrageous. And I just had to call you about it and get your take.
Yeah, well, I'm on your side at this particular point. You know, even when we look at some of the old and the research we've been doing lately on shoes and feet has turned everything upside down. First of all, it looks like barefoot's probably the best thing you can do. But shoes that have been designed to really help us and reduce injuries can backfire. We went through a period where we decided all the shoes should be cushy and soft, and that's no good. You're more likely to sprain an ankle, even athletic shoes. And so the list goes on, and we have just kind of been amazed at what we've been finding. It's almost as if the shoe, by doing things that your feet should be doing, by making it seem like the walking is easier, are acting like a crutch and increasing our risk for certain kinds of injuries. There was a piece recently that found that flip-flops, and I have a thing about flip-flops. I can't stand that noise. I don't know what it is. It's like, you know, scratching the blackboard. Right, if I scratch a blackboard right here, I don't have a blackboard, but you know what that sound is. That just sends chills up your spine. And by the way, there may be a biological reason for that. The frequency of the scratchboard scratch matches the screams of certain monkeys and sends their hair up on end, and there's a warning cry, and maybe that's what it is, something anachronistically left over from our pasts. But when it comes to the sound of flip-flops, I may be the only person in the world, but they turned out to be pretty decent for your foot. Your foot has to work a little bit and exercise itself. So anybody that makes these claims, I don't think there's evidence, real evidence, to back it up. By that I mean, you know, some people put on this certain kind of shoe, some people another kind of shoe, and then they're measured and looked at, you know, clinically. So I would support your skepticism. I guess that's the best thing. Let's talk to Martin. How you doing? You're on the air, Martin.
Weeks ago, about my 50-year-old cousin who has esophageal cancer and was going to maybe do plantain treatment. I don't really recall that. I know you talked to a lot of people, but it seems he's getting treatment in Canada now with a holistic doctor, and they are giving him intravenous high doses of vitamin C and intravenous high doses of some sort of ginseng.
Yeah, boy, it's sad. I'm sad only because, you know,
you know the stakes in this particular game, and there are people who would take advantage of them. The intravenous vitamin C won't do anything. We're becoming very skeptical about vitamins and cancer may make matters worse. And I wish that ginseng were a cure. There would be no Chinese people with cancer, and they have the highest rate of esophageal cancer in the world and the highest consumption of ginseng, probably, all right? I'm just sorry. That's not going to do it. All right, we come back. We're going to talk about pickle juice, a medical use for pickle juice for a common problem. 1-800-548-TALK.
This is an update from the KGO Radio Newsroom. The standoff in Sacramento continues. A man accused of trying to kill a cop is holding a one-year-old boy in an apartment on Arden Way. The boy is unharmed, and apparently the man's report that he had been injured was not true. The 68-year-old man accused of sexually molesting his step-granddaughter at her school in San Francisco has been arrested at a homeless shelter in San Bruno. The Southern California teenager adrift on her solo sailboat in the Indian Ocean will be rescued about midnight tonight. And the U.S. Transportation Department is thinking of banning peanuts as giveaway snacks on airplanes because so many people are allergic to them. The weather, clear and downright hot through the weekend. This is KGO.
Len Tillum here for the Duck's Bed. Today I'm talking with Dr. Eric Grigsby, a pain management physician. He's the founder and medical director of the Napa Pain Institute. Dr. Grigsby, do you treat a lot of back pain?
Len, I see thousands of patients each year, and about two-thirds of them have back pain. It interferes with their sleep and with their quality of life.
What do you recommend?
It's important to exercise during the day and to rest comfortably at night. In addition to pain-relieving therapies, I often advise my patients to get a duck's bed.
Why is that?
When we're upright, our lower back and neck have a natural curve held in place by our postural muscles. In sleep, those muscles relax and we depend on our mattress for support. The duck's bed has thousands of springs to help your spine rest in a natural position. The bed does the work and your muscles take a break.
If your back hurts and you toss and turn at night, try out a duck's bed. It's the bed your back has been aching for. Only at Duxiana stores in San Francisco, San Rafael, Walnut Creek, and Palo Alto. Visit Dux.com. That's DUX.com or call 800-595-2000.
You know what the best part about a summer day is? It's that you don't need a special reason to celebrate it. And at Safeway, with our everyday low prices and great club card specials all over the store, celebrating a Wednesday is as much fun as celebrating a Friday. And the proof is right here. Because right now with your club card, Foster Farms split chicken breasts are only 99 cents a pound in the value pack. And a pound of delicious California-grown sweet red seedless grapes are just 98 cents. Need another reason to celebrate this summer? Then it's got to be the Mix and Match event at Safeway. Just buy eight or more participating items in a single transaction with your club card and save $4 right away. Just look for the tags. With over 3,000 items, like Cheerios, Keebler crackers, and Safeway Ultra Detergent, you'll find exactly what you're looking for at a price that's hard to beat. From club card specials to our everyday low prices, at Safeway, you'll always get what you want, when you want it, at the price you need. That's our promise. That's ingredients for life. Safeway.
At Orchard Supply Hardware, we'll pay the sales tax this weekend on everything in the store. It's our We Pay the Sales Tax event. Who doesn't enjoy wandering the aisles of a hardware store? You can get lost visualizing how things we carry can make your home nicer. Now imagine doing it knowing you'll save the sales tax on every single item you see. In addition, we have Roundup Pump and Go for $14.99. Save $5 on 1 1/3 gallon. So you can get rid of something in your garden, like weeds. And then so you can add something, we have Quart Perennials on sale Saturday, 2 for the price of 1, only $3.99. You know, perennials, derived from the 17th century Latin word perennis, meaning lasting throughout the year. But this 2-for-1 sale will only last one day, so get going. Orchard Supply Hardware, where we pay the sales tax all weekend long.
Hi, Tom Baudet with some good news for web wanderers. Motel 6 now offers Wi-Fi, which is short for wireless Fi something. It lets your computer talk to the internet through magic. So now you can book a room on Motel6.com while you're actually in a Motel 6. It's like those drawings where one hand is drawing another, which is drawing the first hand. Those things freak me out. I'm Tom Baudet, and we'll leave the light on for you.
This hour brought to you in part by New York Life Insurance Company. In good times and bad, you can count on New York Life for the financial strength to protect your family. Contact your local New York Life agent or visit NewYorkLife.com to find out how.
Hi, everybody. Dr. Dinadel here. All right, one of the most common questions we get asked on this program has to do with muscle cramps. It is of even equal importance, certainly, to athletes. And a lot of people in sports have been telling us that, you know, pickle juice is the way to treat muscle cramps. I've heard all kinds of things about muscle cramps with athletes. And maybe it is replenishing salt and fluids that an athlete loses, but there's been no laboratory test to prove this. So here's the test that they did. They induce cramps by stimulating people's a certain nerve in the leg and causing your big toe to cramp. And then they gave people pickle juice, or gave people, this is 2.5 ounces of deionized water, that's the placebo, or pickle juice strained from a jar of ordinary Vlasic pickles. And what happened was the cramps got better. And then they figured, oh, maybe it's dehydration or the loss of sodium or potassium, etc. But somehow the dehydration theory has not held up. So everybody's saying, well, how did the pickle juice work? I don't think it did. Even though you're probably going to be hearing this as positive, simply because I think I could tell pickle juice from water, A, so you got a placebo. And when you look at the time curve here, the pickle juice didn't even begin to get out of the men's stomachs in the experiment. As soon as they drank the pickle juice, oh my gosh, it's better. So the liquid could not have been replenishing lost fluids. The liquid, the pickle juice, could not have been replenishing salt in the affected muscles, most likely. That's where it's supposed to be working, in the muscles, not even in the stomach. Instead, maybe there's some other mechanism. Now, they're always afraid to raise the idea of the placebo here. And so they don't really come up with an answer. And yet, in my experience, the placebo effect is extraordinarily powerful in sports. It's been hard to wean athletes off a lot of these things, even the oxygen tank. How many times have you seen a ball player goes off to the bench to suck on a green oxygen tank, believing that'll get him back on the field and will get him get his breathing rate down more quickly? Well, we switched the oxygen tanks for tanks with just plain old air, made no difference whatsoever. You see athletes wearing all kinds of weird bracelets and doing all kinds of stuff, taping themselves up with these magic tapes now. So I am not ready to buy into the pickle juice concept, but if you want to try it, go right ahead. How's that? Let's talk to Oscar. How you doing, Oscar?
Hello, can you hear me?
Yes, sir. I do, and you're fine. Go right ahead.
Question on the prostate. Is anything new out there, and wouldn't it be logical to just put a tube up the urethra so that the prostate don't put pressure on it? And number three, a friend of mine went to Europe, and I don't know, they did some kind of heat treatment, and zingo, it was all done.
Yeah. Well, listen, in a large prostate, let's talk about it, something so many men get, maybe most men to one degree or another. The prostate is shaped kind of like a donut. Now, if I told you to make that donut bigger, what do you do with a hole? If you make a donut bigger, the hole's going to get smaller, right? So through that hole, the prostate, once again being shaped like a donut, sits up under the bladder, and the output of the bladder, the urethra, goes right through the middle of that hole. So if the prostate swells, it constricts the hole, and that's what stops your urine flow. What you mentioned, absolutely right on. That would absolutely work, Oscar. You could do it right now. It's called a catheter. So that's when you go in an acute urinary retention into an emergency room, and there's nothing like a bladder spasm to get your attention. It is extremely painful. They put a catheter right through the middle and drain the urine. Thing is, you can't leave a catheter in forever. A lot of you have catheters, and you have to have them for different reasons. But, you know, you get infections. Most men are not happy with doing that. But that is a viable thought. In terms of what your friend had, yes, that's available here. It's a heat treatment. We're trying all kinds of things. You can put a probe in there, and you can cook the prostate. You can freeze it. You can roto-rooter it. There's just all kinds of ways of blasting and opening, and most of them work to one degree or another, but some of them produce a little more morbidity and side effects. So, the TURP operation, the rotor-rooter deal, it's pretty nasty. It's not a fun deal.
It does work, but it has a high rate of side effects. So we've been looking for alternatives, you know, for a long time, and that seems to be the way to go. All right, let's talk to John. How you doing, John?
I'm doing good. Thanks for taking my call.
Mm-hmm.
I have a 26-year-old nephew whose doctor prescribed antidepressant medication, but no therapy. I think it's a chronic problem for him, not a temporary one. So I decided to contact psychiatrists to get an evaluation, for him to get an evaluation, and hopefully. Mm-hmm. Some therapy in conjunction with medication. Question is, what should I ask the psychiatrist I talk to?
Well, listen, I am a great believer, and the literature shows us that antidepressants alone, which is the way modern psychiatry is going, you know, it's easier to prescribe a pill when modern psychiatry wants to believe we can get to a place where we understand the brain's physiology, that we can treat these conditions with medications to alter neurotransmitters, bottom line.
Okay.
So they've given up on talk therapy, and yet the literature shows if you add talk therapy to an antidepressant use, you greatly increase the success rate. After all, with depression, there is so much going on in your brain that would respond to talk therapy, because the vast majority of depression has a lot to do with self-esteem, with self-criticism, with linking negative thoughts, and cognitive behavioral therapy is considered the standard talk therapy for it. So I would ask the psychiatrist to say, listen, you read in a paper the other day that said that antidepressant pills by themselves, they may work a little, but they're not that consistently curative, and that adding talk therapy is very beneficial. And a lot of psychiatrists will work with psychologists who do the talk therapy, and I think that's the best of both worlds. Whatever the psychiatrist says, I'd send that person to talk therapy, because with the help of the antidepressant, then you learn what it's like to feel better. You start learning your brain's reactions and learning how to feel positive and solve problems and start dealing with it. Because still, depression is a mystery. You know, when I was in school, they taught us this mysterious thing, a mood disorder. Well, what's a mood disorder? I don't know what that is. Where a lot of doctors today feel there's a lot about our thinking. It's a thinking disorder in a lot of ways. And that depression can be very positive. Depression teaches us about the things that depress us and teaches us, you know, what to change. I was very depressed in medical practice when I was young. A young doctor. I just didn't like it, and it depressed the heck out of me going in every day and dealing with what I had to deal with. So I made a change, and here I am. So, and I'm really happy about being depressed then, because I wouldn't have known to make changes. So I'm not implying any of these things relate to another individual patient, but to give you some sense of the things that can and cannot be done. So ask the psychiatrist what would be wrong with some talk therapy that you've heard. And as I said, every study I've ever seen says talk therapy is very additive and very beneficial on top of the medication. All right, 1-800-548-TALK, 1-800-548-TALK. Dr. Dean Adell here.
The Corvette capital of California does it again. The goofiest Corvette prices in the U.S. of A.
The weather's great, the economy's getting better, and there's never been a better time to drive a new courtesy Corvette with $15,000 off the MSRP.
Now through Sunday, $15,000 off MSRP on 09 Corvettes, $10,000 off MSRP on all 2010s, including ZR1s. You heard right, $15,000 off 09s, $10,000 off 2010s, including ZR1s. Can anyone in America match this pricing?
We don't think so. Get an instant price quote now at CourtesyChevrolet.com or call us at 1-800-256-0800.
Another reason Courtesy Chevrolet in San Jose is the biggest Corvette dealer in the West. $15,000 off MSRP now through Sunday.
Courtesy Chevrolet, where courtesy means a great deal.
09 Corvette, $9,000 courtesy discount, $5,000 rebates, plus $1,000 additional rebate for Toyota owners. Two available 3019 and 3020. Dozens of 2010s available, $6,000 courtesy discount, plus $3,000 rebates, plus $1,000 additional rebate to Toyota owners.
Hi, I'm a 1071 Maple. This is my first time doing this sort of thing, so I don't really know where to begin. I guess I'll start by saying that I'm new to the market. If I had to describe myself, I'm medium build and really good shape. People often call me cute and warm. I'm always outdoors, but that doesn't mean I don't have an indoor side too. In fact, I'd call myself a bit of a homebody. I'm pretty traditional, but I do possess modern qualities. Oh, I'm also 2 bedrooms, 2 baths. So if you're interested in me, call your realtor, because conditions have never been better for buying a home. Mortgage rates are near all-time lows, while affordability is near an all-time high, and
Who knows how long that'll last? And with a realtor guiding you every step of the way, they can help you decide whether we're a match. I can't wait to meet you. California Association of Realtors. For your peace of California. For your peace of mind.
Expecting summer guests? My Martha Stewart collection, available only at Macy's, helps you refresh and redecorate with soft, absorbent towels, colorful sheets, cozy quilts, and fluffy comforters in beautiful colors and tempting prints. The combinations are endless.
Martha makes it perfect with the Martha Stewart collection. Take an extra 15% off with your Macy's card or pass during Macy's summer home sale. Putting it all together, that's the magic of Macy's. Exclusions apply, savings off sale and clearance prices.
Right now, every time you buy something, anything with your Discover card, you automatically have a chance to win up to $1 million.
So if I buy these jeans, I could win $1 million?
Yep.
This stainless steel dishwasher?
Uh-huh.
This chocolate bar?
You bet.
This chocolate bar?
Yeah, didn't you just buy that?
It's my emergency chocolate.
Oh, gotcha. Remember, using your Discover card could make you a millionaire. Learn more at discover.com. It pays to discover. Visit discover.com/giveaway for alternate entry options.
Everybody, Dr. Dinadel here. Welcome back to the program.
No problem.
All right, Diana, welcome. How you doing, Diana?
For having my call. My question is, I heard on a health show the other night on Women's Health that 16 grams of sugar was all we should have for a day's allotment. And if you had a cup of non-fat milk, you would get 15 grams of sugar. Is there a difference between the sugar we get in milk and fruit as opposed to what we put in a cup of coffee or a piece of cake?
And yeah, there's differences. I have no idea where that advice is coming from and whether they mean total carbohydrates or refined sugar. 16 grams. Let's go over this because here's where it's good to know a little bit of math. There's two numbers to remember in all the nutrition. Remember these two numbers. You'll never get fooled. It's 4 and 9. The number 4, the number 9. Here's the reason. Number 4, there's only three things you can get the calories from. Let's leave alcohol out of it. Carbs, proteins, and fats, right? Carbs, 4 calories per gram. Protein, 4 calories per gram. Fat, 9 calories per gram. That's it. So 16 grams multiplied times 4, so we're roughly talking 60, 65 calories. Don't make me do the real math. Well, I can do it. Calories of sugar a day out of a 2,000-calorie diet? Doesn't make sense. Doesn't make sense to me. I'm not a numbers counter. If you eat a lot of refined sugar, okay, that's... And we've moved away from this carbohydrate deal. You know, we went through Atkins, low carb, right? High fat, high protein. That turned out to fail. And we've gone back now to allowing people to eat a lot of carbs. Not sugar, pure sugar. Now, carbohydrates in your body turn into sugar, and that's where people get confused. So milk sugar is a little bit different than fruit sugar, than table sugar, but it all comes down to glucose in your body, and that's what it's about. So I would not pay any attention to that at all unless you eat a lot of refined sugar and drink a lot of sugared sodas. It's of no concern. Carbohydrate is what humans have lived on for a long time. In different periods, we switch back and forth. And I think if I had to pick a bottom line right now, it doesn't matter. Doesn't matter the complexion of your diet in terms of fat, protein, or carbohydrate. What matters is how much you eat. It's just so simple. So we've backed off of this automatic way of getting people, say, to lose weight or even to be healthy, and we can't get people to eat less, and all else is going to, so the rest of it's going to fail. So there you are. Let's talk to Jenny. How you doing, Jenny?
Are you
Jenny? Yeah, we're on the air, ma'am.
Okay. My question is about peanut allergies.
Mm-hmm.
And it was triggered, my thoughts were triggered because there was reports on KGO today and other stations, I'm sure, about peanut allergies, and some airlines are considering eliminating peanuts as their snack,
mm-hmm.
which is fine. But I'm just curious. I was born in the 50s. So until about the 80s or even later, I never heard of anybody with a peanut allergy.
So I'm just curious about it. Is it something about, are there more cases of people with peanut allergies and we just hear it more because of our media and we listen to the news all the time and are online getting our various news articles that way?
Sure, I understand. No, I understand your question, and I agree with you. I think that is the explanation for it. When you look at food allergies, peanuts are not the most common. But when you hear about food allergy deaths, they somehow always make the news, and it seems like it's more common than it is. We aren't sure exactly the origin in terms of, is it mom eating peanuts or what's going on here? I just saw a piece the other day where they're working on they've altered the peanuts to come up with a peanut that is not allergenic, that doesn't have the protein in it that causes these allergies. And I don't think anyone has proven that it's more common than it was in the past. It's always existed. It is pretty rare that someone has a serious peanut allergy that causes death. Sulfites, that causes death too, and that's in salad bars and in wine. You see the danger warnings and, you know, on the black label in wines, etc. And the question is, how do we alter culture and society for the sake of people who are sensitive to this? And, you know, we've all gotten on board in this because it's like kids and they can't help it and everybody eats peanut butter. And, you know, and all that. And I do think it's overkill. And the airlines are just afraid of the lawyers. That's all it is. And if one airline removes peanuts from their, you know, from the flight, then every other airline's got to follow suit, because in the suit, they are going to look bad if something were, you know, were to happen. It is extraordinary how little peanuts it takes to set off a reaction. There's a famous case of the basketball game after lunch, and the kid had a peanut butter sandwich and picked up a basketball, passed it to another person who passed it to another person. That person was very sensitive and got a reaction. So not minimizing the severe things that can happen, but also not the, you know, not the panic. And if they want to ban peanuts, that's fine. But then you're going to have to ban, you know, everything, because there isn't anything out there, isn't somebody allergic to, who might get a loudmouth attorney to make a federal case out of it. So, yes, I even though it seems more common, we didn't keep track of this in the old days, so we really don't know. We really don't know. So it's tricky. Let's talk to Mary quickly. How you doing, Mary? No, take break? Okay. Heather says take a break. She's always right when she says that. I'm taking a break, and we'll have more time for you in a couple of seconds. 1-800-548-TALK.
Plane's fuel. Are we good to go?
Yeah, I think we're good.
Baggage?
Empty crate? A plane ready for takeoff.
Guys, we got an empty dog carrier here.
And your moment of truth.
We need all eyes on a missing dog now.
Which push-to-talk network do you want to keep business flying?
Nothing at ticketing.
Nothing at the gate.
Got a 20 on your missing passenger.
Let me guess. Food court.
Roger that.
When you want the largest push-to-talk coverage area in the nation, you want Verizon. Buy one BlackBerry Bold smartphone today for $149.99 after $100 mail-in rebate debit card and get the second one free. Each phone requires new 2-year activation on a voice plan with data pack $29.99 or higher. Push-to-talk service available for a $5 monthly fee. Early termination and other fees per line apply. Coverage details at VerizonWireless.com.
Cut-rate security systems.
Should be cause for alarm. You might find something that looks like a great deal, but when you have questions or need additional service, you find out the hard way. You're on your own. At Bay Alarm, we know that the best value in a security solution is one that comes with real people. Our security experts live in your community. They're dedicated, full-time employees, not contracted telemarketers. And they bring a level of accountability and responsiveness to their work that you just can't find from a national provider.
Bay Alarm, how may I help you?
Put us to the test. Call 1-800-610-1000 for a free security review from Bay Alarm, California's security experts for over 60 years. You'll also get a copy of the Security Bill of Rights to help you make a truly informed decision about how to protect your home and family. Call 1-800-610-1000 or visit BayAlarm.com. Bay Alarm, what have you got to lose? ACO 28 CCL 880138.
Our experience matters. It's measured in numbers, but at OutDebate Summit Medical Center, it's defined by quality, care, and understanding. Last year, we delivered over 7,700 babies, more than any other Bay Area hospital. Impressive numbers, but the most important number to us is one. You. Visit OutabateSummit.org and see why, when it comes to your health, experience matters. Outabate Summit, part of the Sutter Health family.
Honey.
Yeah?
I took Timmy to the orthodontist. He needs braces.
Ooh.
Ted?
Let's get the dog braces while we're at it, too.
Millions in cash scratchers from the California Lottery are here, with 25 instant prizes of $1 million in cash. Millions in cash scratchers. Become a millionaire. Instantly. Please play responsibly. Must be 18 or older to play.
Welcome back. Let's talk to Artis in Washington. How you doing, Artis?
And my great-granddaughter is 4 and a half, and she is really deathly allergic to nuts. Mm-hmm. And is there any way they grow out of it?
Oh, you betcha. They do grow out of it.
Thank God.
Yeah, it's not that uncommon. Now, I didn't say she will grow out of it. I'm just saying a significant percentage of the kids do grow out of it. You know, she needs to walk around with that EpiPen.
She knows everything that she can't eat, and she asks questions about when somebody offers her anything to eat or anything like that.
Yeah, and it's tough. I'll tell you something. Peanuts are a very interesting secret ingredient in a lot of chefs. And I remember once being in a restaurant with a very well-known friend of mine who's an excellent, a famous chef, and we were sitting drinking, what were we having? It was bean soup. Well, I can't remember what it was. And he says to the waiter, there's peanut butter in here, isn't there? The waiter says, no. He says, call the chef out. So he calls his friend of mine, the chef. They call the chef out, and sure enough, there's peanut butter in it. It's a secret ingredient in many chili recipes. So you got to be very careful. You got to be very careful looking for peanuts in food. So, yep, hopefully she'll grow out of it. All right, let's talk to Mary. How you doing, Mary?
Hi, doctor.
Hi.
Hi. I have a 15-year-old daughter who previously had flown many, many times. And last summer, she developed a fear, a severe fear of flying. And I'm wondering what you think of hypnotherapy for helping that situation.
Yeah, I don't know why you'd bother, where most airlines sponsor and will back these fear of flying clinics. They're all over the place. Just call around, and hypnotherapy is not the best way. These clinics are universally successful. After all, they want your business. And I think that's a better deal. And they have mock-ups of airplanes and make you sit for 5 seconds and then get out and then get on and control your heart rate and all this kind of a thing. And there may be something else going on in her life. I just know of a case of a fellow who just flew all over the place, all over the world, and then he had something very terribly embarrassing happen to him on an airplane, and he developed fear of flying after that. And it took like 5-8 years for him to work it through. So there's maybe something else happened at the same time that enabled her to develop that, to develop the fear. So I'm just not quite, sure how to advise you. But I'd find a fear of flying class first, all right? Well, that's the program. I'm Dr. Dean Adell. Join us for the next one, won't you? Till then, as always, be well.
This is a special announcement to all U.S. citizens currently struggling with medical bills and credit card debt. Laws approved by the United States Congress now may eliminate 100% of your medical bills and credit card debt entirely. With our economy nearing the end of a major crisis and now showing signs of recovery, we understand all across the country millions of hardworking Americans did not see this recession coming and are stuck with debts that have grown over the years. Millions are now upside down in their homes facing foreclosure, while others have lost their jobs. With our economy finally turning the corner, we're rising to aid the American public by broadcasting a federal program that may now allow Americans to keep their homes, cars, and personal property while eliminating 100% of your past debts for good going forward. This program is now available to U.S. citizens provided by the Chapter 7 Bankruptcy Act, which entitles you to a fresh start as our economy turns around. For more information and to qualify for your fresh start through this federally approved program, call the American Bankruptcy Hotline now. Number to call is 800-305-4770. 800-305-4770. Again, that's 800-305-4770. One more time, 800-305-4770. 4770.
When a sports team is losing, the fans usually want the coach fired. If you get bad service or food in a restaurant, you may want to speak to the manager. How come when people get bad mutual funds, they stick with their investment advisor? I'm Adam Bold, founder of the Mutual Fund Store. When someone's funds aren't meeting expectations, shouldn't their advisor contact them and say, hey, it's time to make a change? If you're lucky, they might call you when they want to generate another commission. Shouldn't they be accountable for the product they sell? At the Mutual Fund Store, we monitor your account on a regular basis and make changes when necessary. Plus, there are never any commissions or loads. We're fee-based, so we cannot afford to forget about you. We're not selling product. We're providing ongoing advice. How much does investing for your retirement, the college fund, or your dream home matter to you? Are you holding your investment advisor accountable? If you have $50,000 of investments or $5 million, call the Mutual Fund Store now with three locations in the Bay Area. 866-970-0555. That's 866-970-0555.
It's Gil Gross. We have some-